Patient 12th of July, patient Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-E, Monge, M-O-N-G-E, date of birth 5/3/1957. Michelle Monge was seen for evaluation of labile hypertension, per paragraph. She has had problematic hypertension for many years, and her systolic blood pressure fluctuates quite widely, per paragraph. Despite this comment, she does not appear to have target organ damage, but does have some problems with energy and anxiety, period. There are also issues with sleep, period. She denies bursting headaches or other symptoms suggestive of pheochromocytoma, per paragraph. Past medical history is otherwise unremarkable, per paragraph. Family history, significant for hypertension in her mother, per paragraph. Social history, she is a retired RN, does not smoke, and occasionally drinks alcohol, per paragraph. Current medications, lisinopril, at 40 milligrams daily, comma, spironolactone at 25 milligrams, comma, half a pill per day, comma, Coreg at 25 milligrams twice daily, period. Paragraph. General review is unremarkable. 12 systems evaluated. Paragraph. On examination, blood pressure today is 180 over 100 and rechecked was 180 over 90, period. The weight was 91.6 pounds and BMI is 18.5, period. The pulse is 70, bilirubin, regular sinus rhythm, period. The thyroid gland was not enlarged. There was no abnormal lymph nodes and masses path of the neck, but the hearts and other lymphs were clear and the peripheral examination was grossly intact. Paragraph. I've reviewed results of previous studies, including catecholamine studies showing normal free metanephrine, comma, normetanephrine, and total metanephrines, period. Renal function also appears to be normal, per paragraph. Impression, labile hypertension, comma, unlikely due to pheochromocytoma as the serum metanephrine level, free metanephrine levels are normal, and the abdominal and adrenal CT scan shows no evidence of an adrenal tumor, per paragraph. I understand that she is to see a nephrologist in the near future for further evaluation and hopefully adjustment of her antihypertensive medication, per paragraph. We briefly discussed osteoporosis, and I felt that we might consider using Prolia once her hypertension has been fully assessed, per paragraph. Next patient, Deborah, D-E-B-R-A, Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S, date of birth 3/22/1963. Deborah Harris was seen for evaluation of goiter and tiredness, per paragraph. She states that she has been tired for some years and previously had a goiter and apparently had seen a specialist for investigations, per paragraph. She exercises little at this time and vacations in West Virginia and Texas, per paragraph. Past history significant for ADD, comma, depression, and impaired fasting glucose, period, paragraph. Family history, colon, daughter has hypothyroidism, per paragraph. Social history, she's retired and previously worked in clerical, comma, does not smoke or drink alcohol, per paragraph. Current medication, Lipitor 40 milligrams daily, comma, Ritalin 20 milligrams daily, comma, fluoxetine 30 milligrams daily, comma, bupropion 150 milligrams daily, comma, probiotics, comma, estradiol 1.5 milligrams daily, per paragraph. General review is otherwise unremarkable. 12 systems evaluated, per paragraph. On examination, blood pressure 180 over 72, comma, weight 161 pounds, BMI is 6.9, period, pulse 70 per minute, period. The thyroid gland is about 1.5 times normal size, and there was no neck lymphadenopathy, period. The heart was normal, the lungs were clear, and the peripheral examination was otherwise grossly intact, per paragraph. Impression, normal thyroid balance with a TSH 1.26 and small goiter as previously documented, period, or symptoms of tiredness are difficult to explain, but may be delayed menopausal symptoms. Paragraph. At this point in time, I recommend observation and no further workup at this time. Paragraph. Next. End of dictation.